The first eggs that it has after it became a trephon are sira. So those eggs are trephus. We'll soon see why, because they came out of the mother that's a trephon. And since the mother is a trephon, the egg is also a trephon. It's also feed it. But mikan v'yelech, if the mother has eggs after this, in other words, there was a mate, there was a male involved, so then we say, heavily zebizegerim umutam. There are two things then that cause this second egg to come about. It's the new male, and that's not a trefer. And the female, that's a trefer. So therefore, the eggs will be mutter. Hezeb is a girl and is mutter. That's what Ameima says. Just the first one is the Pshat. Rashi says, Oysen shoyi b'meyeo b'shor shenitrefer. When the mother became a trefer, she had eggs inside already. So the time she became a trefer, there came an issa. He can't eat the mother. And the same thing at that time, there's an issa chal upon the egg also. First has an issa trefer. Rashi says, "Kulu masuris the uba yerech imayu, the ima nitrifor, that the egg is called part of the mother. So when the mother has a din trefer on it, it goes upon the egg also. But mikan v'yerech, Rashi says, means that it gives birth afterwards. If it has an egg afterwards, so then there's a zocher involved that's gorim the egg. So zev is a gorim is mutter. That's what Meima says. This one says, "Eisver Rashi, Rashi is the kasha. Eisver Rashi la Meima." It says Vishovin, everybody agrees, Mishnah Nidius, that the baits are trefa. The baits of a trefa shasura. That you're not allowed to eat the eggs that come out of a chicken at the trefa. And it says, why mifne she gidlo biyissa? It was grown biyissa, shegodla biyissa. So shegodla biyissa mashma that it first started to have the egg after it was a trefa. So even though it's a zeb is a girl, still you see it's also. Yeah. Rashi says Bishavim means Reb Lezer Rabbonim. Here the Pliga, they both argue Bevlad Behema Treifa Sun Si. There they argue what's with Locha by a Vlad Behema. Here they both agree though that what they're Treifa, the egg of a Treifa is also. Because Mash Misha Godlo Mash, even though it happened after it became a Treifa. So you see Zev is a Gor Mr. Losso. Smoy says no, Hossam over there is talking about the Disafnu Meyalya, where the chicken like had its egg by itself. It rubbed itself on the ground and that made it have its egg. There wasn't a mate, there wasn't a zocher involved. So therefore, it's not called zevizagurim. That's called b'desafna miyar, Rashi says. He may atzma, on the chama must be or, she became dried up in the ground itself. And the yoledis, yeah, the huchad gurim was only one gurim, just she herself, nobody else. You want, wait, 1 second. Smoris says still, volitionally, why? And he answered that he should answer, b'shich l'kama. That they say it's mut, that they say it's asura, it's talking about the first egg that it has when it first became a trefa. And that you all agree, that it, just like the bird becomes a trefa, the egg also becomes a trefa. Smor says, no, and claim if so, godlo, gomra mi boile. What's the lashon of godlo? It should have said lashon of gomra. Godlo mashmet started to grow right now when it was a trefa. Otherwise, here at Smash, when the mother became a trefa, had an egg inside it already, it just should have said gomra to finish it off. So therefore, you have to answer for the Safna Maria. There's only one Gurum. Mar still says, if so, well, that's not that we learned. For Lan Trefa, what's luck of an animal that the Trefa gives birth? Now, this is going to be a proof that we had before that we hold the Trefa could give birth. But if Lan Trefa means the mother became a Trefa, and then it gave birth, so to Machwekish, Rabbi Lezer, Waina, La Yikra, Vagabi Mizbech. This animal you can't use for Corbin. If you have Yeshua, Imano, Yaakov, you're allowed to bring it for carbon, it's kosher. So the Maikim is looking, what's the Machlaikis over here? Bisha Nikrafo, where first the mother became a Trefo, or Lubsev Ibra, the lady she came pregnant. So again, it's called the Zeb Zagurim. There's a male involved that's a kosher one. So Rabbi Lezer saw the Zeb Zagurim is also. Therefore, it's also for carbon. We have Yeshua saw the nose, Zeb Zagurim is mutter, therefore it's mutter for carbon. So when it says, Yehochi is so, the Miflage Lagvoya, if that's the machlokes of Zev Zagurim is mutter also, why do they only argue for korban? Liflagul hedyot, they should argue for hedyot if you're not eating it or not. And therefore, loydicha koyach de bishua. No, some more answer like this. Some more answer is no. Loydicha koyach de bishua. It argues by korban, teaches the chiddush according to bishua, that afil lugvoya nami shari. Otherwise, I would have thought maybe Zev Zagurim is only mutter for hedyot, not for gvoya. Kamash, even for korban is mutter. Some more still with no. For Liflagul Hedyot, we should have argued by a regular animal that's kosher to eat or not. And Ladikha Kerechot Reb Lezer, we should have told Chish and Reb Lezer, Tiafriul lehed yidnami yosa. To the yod, zev is a germ is also, and it's even also tida for a regular person. Smor says, no, this teretz is, kerech the terod. If it's always better to hear a heter than to hear a nissa. So once it tells us the chiddush, even by kabonis, still, there's Rabbi Shur who holds zev is a germ is muta. Now they say, the omoidim, both Rabbi Lezen and Shur, both agree, the beitz of treifa, that the mother, the chicken, became a treifa, so that its egg is shasura. So question, why? So more interesting, nechlem nochem, over the safna miyal yedachad gormu. We're talking about now that the mother, it became tray first, and then it had its egg, but the egg was not because of the male, was because it rubbed itself against the ground. So again, it's only the mother that caused the egg. That's called chad gorm, therefore they both agree it's a treifa. Now, Rav Acha Sovalo ki Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Rav Acha, he holds like Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. As he says, the Yom Eliel, Halacha Treifa Yeledes. The yields that we had before, Treifa could give birth. Umaspilo Ulidi Ameima, Kid Yamon. And he learns Ameima Chiddish the way we just said it, that he could have this case here that it gave birth even though it was a Treifa. But Ravina Leisavalo Kid Rav Acha by Yaakov. Ravina doesn't hold like that. Ravina holds no. If the animal is a Treifa, it can't give birth. If it gives birth, that's a proof it's not a Treifa. If so, Umaspilo Ulidi Ameima by Lishna. He learned Amemus Halacha like this. The what? Omer Amemus says like this. Hani Beya. If you have these eggs, they're Sophic Treifa. Now, not that the mother is Vadi Treifa. If the mother was Vadi Treifa, it couldn't have eggs anymore. It can't give birth anymore. But the case suggests the mother was a Sophic Treifa. His Hani Beya, they're Sophic Treifa. So it's like this. The shich lekama, the first set of eggs that it has, is mashinulom. You have to wait with those eggs, and let's see. A hod ravitano, if the mother gives perhaps more eggs than shayin, that's a proof to say that she's not a treifa, and therefore the first eggs become muta. But viloya thirin, if she doesn't have any more eggs, just this first egg that she had, so the pshat is she became a treifa then, and she had this egg inside her, so the egg also becomes a treifa. Then it'll be a theorem. That's the memory. But a vade, it would be a vade treifa, couldn't give birth. On this, again, oisre ravash lamema, ravash yaskashat lamema. It says, umoydim the baits of treifa shasura. Both Rabbi Lezen and Yeshua agree that by the baits of a treifa tasura, why mifnei shegod la biyissa, it was grown biyissa. So Amulei said back to him, hosam b'deshich lakama. They were talking about the shich lakama, the first eggs that it had. The first thing they had when it was a treifa, therefore it's also. So Moses says, and came if so, Godla, why is it said Lashon of Godla? Gomla mi boyle, it should have said Lashon Gomla, like we said before. If it only means the egg it had inside it now when it became a treifa, it just should have said it's finished off, not that it started. So Moses says, Echnami, Tony Gomla, say the case is that this egg just finished off, and therefore the egg is also. Because it's talking about now, this is the egg that was in the chicken when the chicken became a treifa. So when it became a treifa, it was chal nissa upon the chicken, who didn't chal upon anything that's inside it. So the egg inside it at that time is also called the treifa. The Rashi says, "Kivon the yagidu bay, the mura begidu kugufadami." This chicken, this egg, is attached with its gidu, with its veins to the body. Therefore, it's called like the treifa, as luck of a treifa. So when it's so, elohod etan, after we learned, va treifa, what's the luck of a treifa, an animal gives birth. So Rabbi Lezer Raim Lo Yaakov Gavim Mizveich, you can't use it for the Mizveich. Shu Raim Yaakov. So the Ma'akamitzvah, what's the Machlekes over there? So the Chur has to be Kishi Ibro, or the Vsef Nifur, it has to be according to Ravina, that he holds if it was a treifa, can't give birth, so it has to be Kishi Ibro, that first it became pregnant, and then it became a treifa. So then what's the Machlekes then? So Rabbi Lezer Sovar Uba Yerach Imayu. An Uba, the kid is called like the mother, it's part of the mother. And therefore, when the mother becomes a treifa, the kid also gets a din treifa on it. But like this, you have to say, though, Rabbi Yeshua Savano, Uba, the kid inside the stomach, lav yerachimu, it's not like the thigh, it's not like part of the mother. Therefore, even though the mother becomes a treifa, just the mother has an issa treifa, but not on the Uba. The Uba is takakosha. For the Moyochi, if so, are the Nifla Gilagvoya, what are the only yogi figuring for carbon or not? Lifla Gulhedit. They should have argued if could use it for a hedjit, you could eat it or not. So Moni says again, Rabbi Yeshua, that he said, well, even for korban, he holds it's a mutter. that it's also, even for a hedger to be also. So the answer again is, it's a big yichidish to tell us something is mutter than to say something is also. To say something is also, you could say machmas ha-sofrik, you could say it's also. But to say something is mutter, you have to be a vaday. It's a big yichidish to say something is mutter. So the rabbi teaches us the heter. So that's why they argue in the Gei L'Gvaya. But Umoidim, they both agree again, that Umoidim Vadai, the Beitza Trefa, Shasura, that they both agree that the eggs that come out of a Trefa is Asa, and again, but the Shichla Kama, the first eggs that it have when it became a Trefa. The question is, my time, what's the reason? Gufri. Vaisthasa, egg is called more Gufri than Vaisthasa Uber. An Uber inside that's not the same. Uber is like a body by itself. That's not called part of the mother, according to Yeshua. But Vice says the egg inside the mother, that's called Mamish Gufa. That's called part of the mother. That's why she says, as the Hebron de Agidabe, since it's attached with its veins, it's attached to the mother, is Mamish Kugufa Damya. So the egg is more part of the chicken than the Uber, the Vlad inside of Behema. The Yechosa, what's the Maskon here? The Gemara says, the Zocho Kol Shnei Masachar, the Shenech Nami. That if a Zocho lives for 12 months, that's a proof it's not a Trefa. An animal that's a Trefa cannot live more than 12 months. Then a Kevra, if it's a male or female, then Kol Shnei Yeledes, that's the proof. Even though if it gives birth, that's the proof to say it's not a Trefa. And if a stomach can't live more than 12 months either. But just by in the Kevra, you have another proof. On the Tzad that it gives birth, that's a proof to say it's not a Trefa. It would have been a Trefa, couldn't it give birth? That was Omer Afuna, Kol Berger, any creature, Shane by Etzim, that has no bone inside it, then there's no bone to these ants or something like that, Eina Miskayim Yudves Chodesh, can't live more than 12 months. Any berger that doesn't have an Etzim in it, it can't live more than 12 months. So what's the difference? Omer Afuna, Shema Aminim Ad Afuna, we hear Allah from Afuna like this, that Hod Yom HaShmuel, that the Shmuel will say Allah later on, about Kishuris. You have these type of vegetables. Shesliya biveon, that worms came into it when it was still attached. Rashi says biveon means boidim chaberus. If worms came into these kishuas, if worms came in there when it was still attached to the ground, if you have these worms there, kishuas is a cucumber. So that's the cucumber shesliya. Start to get worms inside it when it's still attached. Sasura. Then the law is you're not allowed to eat that worm. So Rashi says, why? Asura talas bachilo techivan de malechas de kishur. Since the worm is moving in the cucumber, v'akishuris mechabez v'kaka, the cucumber is attached to the ground, is so sheretz haloros kirim, that's called the sheretz haloros. Avales liya betolish. Let's say after it was detached, and now there's a worm inside it, that's not called the sheretz so, because the sheretz is only yours, the sheretz is sheretz haloros. It's only yes, I did nothing mean until it goes outside the Malach HaGabe Karka, unless it goes on the ground. But if it was born inside the cucumber, after it was picked off, and it didn't come out, it's mutatit. So if that's the lach of Toloyim, of worms. So again, Shmuel says, Kishuya Shasliya Bever, if the worms came when it was still attached, then Asura. So it's like this. And Hani Tamro Dekadi, same type of a thing. Let's say you have Tamarim,